Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is episode 45 for the week of October 29th. What follows are seven quotations that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here, I'm saying the reference, while on the video version, you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. October 29th. Nearly all those evils in the world which people put down to greed or selfishness are really far more the result of pride. From Mere Christianity, Book 3, Chapter 8, entitled The Great Sin. First to talk on the BBC, October 25th, 1942. October 30th. The hard core of morality and even of religion seems to me to be just what makes good comedy possible. From A Note on Jane Austen, an essay in Selected Literary Essays. First published in October 1954 issue of Essays in Criticism. October 31st. Screwtape suggests anything, even a sin which has the total effect of moving him close up to the enemy, i.e. God, makes against us in the long run. From The Screwtape Letters, Part 27. First published in The Guardian on October 31st, 1941. Also, Chapter 27 in The Screwtape Letters. November 1st. Faith, in the sense in which I am here using the word, is the art of holding on to things your reason has once accepted in spite of your changing moods. From Mere Christianity, Book 3, Chapter 11, entitled Faith. First to talk on the BBC, November 1st, 1942. November 2nd. The Fairy Queen is perhaps the most difficult poem in English. Quite how difficult, I am only now beginning to realize after 40 years of reading it. From Spencer's Images of Life, The Introduction. Published November 2nd, 1967. November 3rd. When I have learned to love God better than my earthly dearest, I shall love my earthly dearest better than I do now. Insofar as I learn to love my earthly dearest at the expense of God and instead of God, I shall be moving towards the state in which I shall not love my earthly dearest at all. When first things are put first, second things are not suppressed, but increased. From A Letter to Mrs. Johnson, dated November 8, 1952. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. November 4th. All joy, as distinct from mere pleasure, still more amusement, emphasizes our pilgrim status. Always reminds, beckons, awakens desire. Our best havings are wantings. From A Letter to Don Biddy Griffiths, dated November 5th, 1954. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoy the quotation shared this week and that you will check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotations and the ideas C.S. Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. If you want to see a video version of the weekly quotes, then visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. There's a link in the show notes. As you may know, I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotations. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcast and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explored in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic, where you can submit questions. There is a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as the site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On my website, you can find a weekly article with the quotations, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all this, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes.